the book of Exodus, we elei shemot. We are studying the book of Exodus from the Hebrew text. We're in Exodus 22 and verse 6. Now, the name for Exodus in Hebrew is we elei shemot, and these names. We get our word Exodus from the Greek Septuagint. Exodus means the way out. In Lakota, it's Hatiyo, the way out. And it's talking about Israel leaving the nation of Egypt and going out into the promised land. Now, the laws that we're talking about, the book of Exodus in some ways into here, becomes somewhat boring to some people. But here in the book of Exodus, we also have the laws of society and the laws of God. This is civil law, which is really, should be under God's control today. We're in verse number 6. And I want to read about verse number 6 in the Amplified Bible first, up till about number 12. If fire breaks out and catches so that the stacked grain or standing grain or the field of is be consumed, he who kindled the fire shall make full restitution for it. Now the title of this message is Priests Representing God. Priests Representing God. And if a man delivers his neighbor money or goods to keep, and it is stolen out of the neighbor's house, then if the thief is found, he shall pay double. But if the thief is not found, and the house owner shall appear before God, now what it's talking about is the judges that represent God, or the priests that represent God. The judges or priests as his agents to find whether he stole his neighbor's goods or not. Now here is something that goes all the way up to Jesus' time. Now, the Sanhedrin court hadn't quite been developed yet. But the Sanhedrin court was supposed to be made up of men, representatives of God, that could not be bought or could not be bribed. Now, we find out that the Sanhedrin court was bribing people to bring false witness or perjury against Jesus. Now it says the judges are as his agents to find whether he stole his neighbor's goods. For every lawful deed, unlawful deed, whether it be ox, donkey, sheep, clothing, or any lost thing at all, which another identifies as his own, the cause of both parties shall come before God. In other words, the priests that represent God, whomever they shall condemn, he shall pay his neighbor double. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, or an ox, or a sheep, or any beast to take care of, and it dies, or is hurt, or is driven away, no man seeing it, then an oath before the Lord shall be required between the two, and that the man has not taken his neighbor's property, and that the owner of it shall accept his word and not require him to make good the loss. But if it is stolen, when in his care, he shall make restitution to its owner. Boy, in so many ways, these words should be heeded today. In all of our society, if these words were heeded in our society today, what a clean society we would have in every way. How many times in your life has somebody cheated you out of something? How many times in your life has somebody walked away? How many times in your life has someone taken something of yours or borrowed something that it was yours, or some company invested your money and they lost it. That's what it's talking about there. Money, oxen, whatever. When you borrow something from your neighbor, whether it be an animal or a piece of machinery, it ought to go back in exactly the kind of shape or better than what you did when you borrowed it. I remember years ago here in Fish Lake Valley, I came here and I bought a place down about 13 miles south of where I am right now. And there was a water well on there, but the water well was in terrible shape. They had not pumped the well out, pumped the mud out of it when they drilled the well. Good casing and everything in it, but they had not cleaned the well up after it was drilled. And they left the drilling mud in there. So there was a man down here that I knew for most of my life. His name was Herschel Hansen. And Herschel Hansen, when he lived in the San Joaquin Valley, he was a water well driller, and he had an old cable tool drilling rig. And it had a Model A engine on it, and it was about a 1949 Dodge or something like that truck body, like a two-ton truck. And he told me, he said, "Now just take good care of it now." And I took it down there, and I drilled my well out. I got it producing a little bit of water and everything else. And I greased everything on that rig before I took it back. And I changed the oil in the engine, which hadn't probably been changed in 20 years. And I changed oil in the Model A engine on the drawworks. I made sure everything was running. The battery was charged up right up to the peak. Everything was done. And I took it back, and I thanked him. And he looked at that. Well, he said, "You didn't have to do that." And I said, "I borrowed it. And I know what God requires of me. And here it is, right here, in His Word." Now let's start here in 22 and verse 6. We ought to live this today. This is civil law. This is not, "Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder," all of this. But this is rules of society. These are rules of society. And God's priests were supposed to be judges representing God to figure out if there had been any shenanigans taking place here among all of this. You didn't have to have a signed contract. It was one man's word and another man's word. Ki yeten ish el rehu. Kasef o kalim lishmor we gunah mibet haish im matzi. Or Yimatzi, that is. Ha Ganav Yishalem Shinayim. Ki, a little old word. Because. Because. Yetin. He keeps on giving. A man has given something to him, and a man keeps it. So he keeps on giving this. This is a third person masculine singular, cow, imperfect. It comes from Natan. Natan. This word does. Nathan comes from this word. Nathan means to give. Yetin. And he keeps on giving Aish, a man, unto El Rehu, his friend or his neighbor, his close friend or close neighbor. That's like my friend Larry over here or Nick over here or Tom over there. And he gives him silver, kasef. Silver also means money. And or o kalim, or a article of property, something of value. Kilim. Lishmor, to guard and to keep for him. to guard and keep. This is a Cal infinity. To guard and to keep for him. Lishmor. That limit in the front of that, that designates this. Sometimes when you see a word with a limit in front of it or L in front of it, that means it's an infinitive. In this case, it is. Lishmor. We ganav. And we, he shall have it, this article, he, this article is talking about in masculine gender. This article, he has been stolen. Third person masculine singular, third person masculine singular, PL, while consecutive perfect. It has been stolen. Your donkey, he donkey, or your male ox, or whatever he has been stolen. It has been taken. Mi be'eth, from the house. We have a preposition on the front of this, mem. It starts out with mem there, which means from, and that's on page 580 in Brown Driver Briggs. And then from Beit, that means from the house. That comes from Bayim, Beit, Beth. Bethlehem means the house of bread. Beit. Ha'ish, the man, M, and that M there, like a conditional particle. Yem Matzi. And he keeps on being found. Third person master singular Nifel, imperfect again. He keeps on being found. Matza is the root of that word. Page 592, by the way, in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Haganov. He keeps on being found, the thief. The Haganov, the thief, the Haganov. Yishalem, and he shall keep on rewarding or repaying him two times. Shenayim, Shenayim. Two times, double. Do you stole something? You're going to pay it back twice. You steal a brand new Lincoln Continental? You're going to pay back two Lincoln Continentals. You steal a dollar, silver dollar, you're going to get back two silver dollars. That's the story now. 22 verse number 7. Im lo yematzi. Haganav winigarav. Baal ha bayith el ha elohim. Im lo shalah. Yada be leketh riyehu. All right, if, another conditional particle, page 49 through 51, Brown, Driver, Briggs, and then low, we have an adverb of negation here, page 518, low, im low, a little conditional particle, then an adverb of negation, if not, yematzi, he keeps on being found, third person masculine singular Nifel imperfect, the thief. If not, he keeps on being found. If the thief is not found now, we negrov. And he shall have been brought. Third person masculine singular Nifel, while conceptive perfect. And he shall have been brought. Baal. Now here we have the word Baal. Remember, where do we see this word in the New Testament and the Old Testament? Baal. Baal means a master or god or Baal. Baal. The word Baal or Baal, it means a strong, powerful master. Now it says here, the master of the house. Baal ha bayith. The master of the house. Unto the God. They're going to take this master, this fella, and they're going to take him unto the house of God. And then it says, if not, im lo, another adverb of negation, if not, shalah, he has put out his hand, upon Bema Likait, the things found, or the things or the work of his friend that he has worked for and bought, the friend of him. Okay, now verse number 7. Or 8, that is. That's a long verse, too. All call the bar, Pishah, all shore, all Hamor, all say, all Salmah, all call Avidah, Asher Yomar, Ki Hu Ze Ad Ha Elohim. Yavah, the bar, Shinahim, Asher, Yar, Shium, Elohim, Yishalim, Shanaim, Larihu. That's a pretty long verse. By the way, Hebrew is like shorthand compared to English. Hebrew is like shorthand. A conjunction, a preposition, and a verb can all be put together. The same way with many nouns. All, upon, a little old preposition there, page 754 and 5. And call means every. That's a little adjective thing describing how far. In the case of a word or a trespass, for cattle, upon cattle, al shor, cattle, and upon a male donkey, hamar, al see, and for sheep, upon sheep, and upon clothing, garments, shal salma, clothing or garments, wrappers, literally wrappers. Back in those days, they just wrapped cloth around them. Now we put arms and waists and buttons and stuff on them. Back then, they just wrapped you up in a wrapper. All call Avidah for any lost article or thing, Asher of which, that Asher, by the way, is a particle of a relation, page 82. And then it says, and it is said, Wayomer, or Yomer, that is, it is said that or because his this article unto the God, the Creator, the priest representing the God, and he shall keep on coming, the epitaph of them, the words, the edicts of them. And then when, or whom, that is, whom they keep on declaring guilty or condemning to be evil, third person plural, Hifel imperfect, 957, God, he shall keep on repaying double to his friend, to his companion, to his neighbor. By the way, every time it repaying there, it means you shall do it. Absolutely. Verse number 9. Ki itin ish el rihu hamor shor ose we call bihima lishmor yumeth o nishbar o Nishba in Roe. Because, or when, he keeps on giving a man unto his friend or his neighbor a donkey. You loan your neighbor a donkey. Now, I have borrowed horses, and I have borrowed donkeys. Horses and donkeys, and mules sometimes. And when I take them back, I expect them to be in good shape, like I picked them up. An animal is a fragile thing, by the way. An animal can get hurt. You could borrow a man's horse, and you could bow a tendon on that horse if you were working him too hard and running him or something. And then that horse is broke down for a long time. You can borrow a stallion and take him with a mare, and the mare can kick the stallion and hurt him very badly, or kill him sometimes. Injure him. Well, you are responsible for the health of that animal when he's in your care. And that's what this is saying here. Whether it's a hamor, a donkey, or an ox, or a sheep, and all animals, ha behemoth. Behemoth is a large animal, like a big ox, like a elephant even. Yeah, they used elephants back then too. Lishmor, for him to keep. Here we have a Cal infinitive construct again. Lishmor. That lameth in front of that, that means it's an infinitive. Umeth. And he shall have died. Or he has been broken or injured. You break a horse's leg and you bought it. Simple as that. You break a horse's leg, you break an ox's leg, and you bought it. A lot of stores you walk in, especially stores with antiques and things, don't touch it. If you touch it, break it, you bought it. And that's what this is mean right here. Or, nishba, or he has been captured. Now we have another an here. Now we have another adverb of negation. Not one seeing it. That word seeing, ro'eh. Jehovah ra'eh, the Lord was seen. But right here it's not seen. Cal participle. Page 906. Brown Driver Biggs, page 1157. And Kohler and Bumgardner. Number 10 now. Shiva'ath. Hathavar. Tiya. Ben. Shinahim. Im. Lo. Shalah. Yodo. Bimiliketh. Riha. Rihu, that is. We Laka. Bi'alo. Wilo. Yashalim. Now we have the word shivioth. Shivioth. Shivioth means an oath. A shivioth means it means a certification. It means a protection. When God put a sign on Cain, he put a sign on him of protection. Now the oath of Jehovah. The oath of Jehovah here, Hathavar, or the word in Hebrew which we cannot say. He shall keep on becoming between or interval, payin, an interval. Between both of them. Both of them, Shemahim, means a division. It means to divide, to separate, to put a space between two. That not he has sent or placed, this word shalah, his hand in his neighbor's goods. In other words, he has not pilfered his neighbor's goods. And he shall take its owner, and not he shall keep on rewarding or repaying him. Third person masculine, the senior, PL, imperfect. Again, when you repay something, you repay it with gusto. You want to do it. You want to repay him. Verse number 11 now. We im ganov. Why ganov? Mi imo yishalim levala. We am and if. To steal. Look at this word to steal there. That was ganav. Ganav. To steal. And here this one is an infinitive absolute. Kal stem. To steal. He shall keep on being stolen from him. And he shall keep on rewarding or paying back to its owner of him. He shall keep on paying back to its owner of him. Now we're going to go back and read this one more time. 22 and verse 12 now. Im torof. Yetaref. Ye ve'im. Vihu. That is. Re vihu. Ad. Haterpaf. Haterfa. That is. Lo. Yeshalim. If. Torah. If to tear in pieces, he keeps on being torn, he shall keep on bringing in him unto the torn pieces, and not he shall keep on rewarding or furnishing pain. And they shall come to an agreement. Ye shalem. Sharon, remember what shalom means? It means agreement. It means an agreement. You can't have agreement until you have peace. There will never be any peace in the Middle East until the Lord brings it. Now let's go back and read these little verses again, because they're very important in our society today. We started with verse number 6. If fire breaks out and catches so that his stacked grain or standing grain or in the field be consumed, he who kindled the fire shall make full restitution. We wouldn't have firebugs out starting fires, would we? So many people, property is pilfered by destruction and arson. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or goods to keep, and it is stolen out of the neighbor's house, then if the thief is found, he shall pay double. You go steal something, then you have to pay back double, even if you're sold into slavery, to pay back double. You'll think about stealing the next time. But if the thief is not found, then the house owner shall appear before God, that is, the judges that represent God, to find whether he has stole his neighbor's goods. And every unlawful deed, whether it, this word, every evil deed, whether it concerns ox, donkey, sheep, clothing, or anything lost at all, which another identifies as his, the cause of both parties shall come before God, or the judges representing God, or the priests representing God, whom they shall condemn, shall pay to his neighbor double. That's a deterrent to crime. A deterrent to crime. Now, in the Islamic world, you know, Muhammad was a ruthless, vicious, vicious man. In the Islamic world, if you're caught stealing a loaf of bread to keep yourself alive, you're taken before the judges, and you're taken out there, and your right hand is cut off, and your left foot is cut off. Your right hand is cut off and your left foot is cut off. That makes him twice the beggar that he was before, if he survives. But if a thief has to pay double back what he steals, that's a deterrent to crime. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep, and it dies or is hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then an oath. Then an oath. That means to fence yourself in, by the way. An oath before the Lord shall be required between the two, that the man who has not taken his neighbor's property, and the owner of it shall accept his word and not require him to make good the loss. There shall be peace between them if the judges decide that the man is not guilty of fraud and extortion and theft. But if it is stolen when in his care, he shall make full restitution to its owner. Shall make full restitution to its owner. The laws of society from the Bible are sure and true. The laws of society from many judges and many lawyers, you'll never find justice in the system many times. You'll never find justice in the system because the system is corrupt. Our Father, we send this message out to guide people in their daily lives, to apply it in what we do in everyone's heart. And Father, I pray for justice in this nation. I pray for justice in our little towns and our little cities all over the world. And Father, I pray that people may read your word and be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And let your judgments be those judgments that rule our society, our societies. In Jesus' name I pray.